It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by Carbless Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Carbless, less is more. Find Carbless at your local grocer today.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the news, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We love our visits with Jeff Levering, especially when the Brewers are doing as well as they are, and they continue to cook. Jeff? All right, now that we have seen the Brewers v. Dodgers and Brewers v. Braves this season, what can you take away from those series as far as how this team stacks up against the two other teams that we feel like are the best in the National League?
The Brewers won the season series against the Dodgers, and then they split with the Atlanta Braves. They had that weird one-off in Williamsport a couple of days ago. But I think the Brewers, they could have taken 5 of 6 in that series against the Atlanta Braves. They had most of those games won. The games that they lost, they had opportunities to win, especially the two that they lost down in Atlanta. Listen, they're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball for a reason. They can go toe-to-toe with any team in Major League Baseball, and I feel good about that. I think that they feel really good about where they are. And we got a month to go. Here's the sprint, right? Here's the sprint. It's right now. Tonight begins 16 in a row again. And what is it? 7 of those? No, I should say 14 of those are against the Cubs and the Reds. Right now, this is go time right now for the Brewers.
Jeff, I see Brandon Woodruff does not need surgery. Is there a chance?
I mean, this is Dumb and Dumber, right? So you're telling me there's a chance? I talked to Brandon Woodruff in the clubhouse for a long time. The fact that he doesn't need surgery is a blessing. Anytime that you are a human being and you can avoid having a surgical procedure done, that is a wonderful thing. So that's number one for Brandon Woodruff. Good. I'm glad he doesn't need to have surgery. Does it give him an opportunity to pitch in the postseason? Sure. Is it a slim chance? Yes. But is there a chance? Yes. Yes. Okay. Slippy, slappy, Swinny, Swanson. Samsonite. That was way off.
Way off.
So there. I do believe that there is a chance, but I'm not going to put anything past Brandon Woodruff. He's got to start playing catch first and see how it feels.
Especially with injuries, the people in front of Trevor McGill have kind of changed, but he's had the 9th inning on lockdown. I mean, yeah. How key has that been for the Brewers, again, as they shuffle through the bullpen, to know Trevor's going to go out there and he's got the 9th? Because he's been unbelievable since, like, what, 2 bad outings to start the year?
Yeah, he's given up, what, 2 base runners in his last 39 people that he has faced or something like that?
One of them was an intentional walk.
Right, it was an intentional walk, and the other was a base hit the other day against Mike Yastrzemski. So, it's really nice when you go out there and you go, all right, Trev, it's time to go, and you don't have to worry about a thing. Now, is there going to be an outing where he struggles? Sure, there might be. There absolutely might be.
No, never again. He's infallible.
You're right. He's perfect. He's perfect. It's Trevor time. It's Trevor time. I can't wait to watch him flip baseballs off the side of the mound again. But he really has been incredible. It's great to watch. It's great to know that. I mean, how many years have the Brewers had a closer where you go out there and go, oh my God, is this the day where he's going to walk a few, or the command is not great, or how's it going to go? And you're on pins and needles and your heart starts beating really fast. Your heart hasn't really beat very fast when Trevor McGill's taken the mound here recently.
Well, I mean, it's been, you mentioned the no walks. I mean, he's just been so efficient. Like, it's like you blink and like, wait, that was just an 11 pitch save. Is it really that easy?
He had a 4-pitch save not too long ago, and that was a full inning.
Yes.
Like, out, guy took a pitch, and then out. See you later. Take it and run. Appreciate you. You're available tomorrow? Yes, you are. Thank you.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yuengling Guest Hotline, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Please enjoy responsibly. I do feel like the Trevor McGill chucking baseballs off the mound is one of those storylines that distinguishes the casuals from the diehards. Like, the diehards are so well aware of this nuance, this narrative, this storyline, and casuals are like, huh? What really talking about chucking balls off the mound, but I digress. Reinforcements on the way as well, as I see Abner Uribe and Jojo Romero all will be pitching for the Timber Rattlers in a rehab assignment tonight. How much scarier? Is that what I was going to say? I think that's right. How much scarier does it make this bullpen having those two back in the mix soon?
Certainly Abner Uribe is a very good piece because then it backs everybody else off. I think for the Brewers too, being in the six-man rotation, their bullpen has been so thin that when you go into a particular game, you're sitting there going, okay, this guy's not available, this guy's not available, but this guy is and this guy is. So it's just kind of going down the Excel spreadsheet of what is at the disposal of Pat Murphy that particular day. So to get Abner Uribe back is going to be massive. It pushes everybody else back into their normal roles. And then the Brewers haven't seen Jojo Romero yet. So hopefully he is what he was when he was with the St. Louis Cardinals and dealing. It adds another left-hander to the back end of that bullpen to add to D.L. Hall, to add to Aaron Ashby. It's going to cost somebody else an opportunity, but September's right around the corner. You get another piece of that bullpen back too. So hopefully Jojo comes back and solidifies the back end of that bullpen as well.
Well, he's a lefty too, and I know that that's something that they have been, you know, hoping to add a lefty to the bullpen as well. Chew.
Jeff, we were talking yesterday about can Murph get his third manager of the year and some of the criteria.
I saw that.
Yeah, Gabe thinks Mattingly's got a shot, even though he's an interim manager who's done a very nice job. But I think the biggest criteria is did you overachieve? And if you looked at where the pundits had the Brewers before the season even started, they were talking they didn't like the lineup and things like that. I mean, Murph's overachieved again. What's the criteria in your mind to get that award?
I mean, for me, it's results based, right? Yeah. So, did your team do? I mean, Dave Roberts should never win that award
because
unless his whole team dies and then he has to bring up the like his AAA roster and then they end up winning the division still like that, then he deserved it. But for everything else, no, you're supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to win. I think the Pecota ratings had the Brewers at 81 wins this year. Well, they're already there. So, and there's still a month to go in the season. I think the Brewers need to just play a game over 500 and they get to their franchise record of 97 wins again. So again, they are having a great season. I don't know what it entails. I just think the Murph does such a wonderful job of bringing that entire roster together. They've overcome so much as they always do. And you go through the narratives of the pitching and all the other people, the young rotation and the injuries on the offense and yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, you still have to bring everybody together. And for me, I think you're right. Don Mattingly does have a shot. He took over a roster again that was chock full of superstars and a lot of salaries, but he got him to play better. He did. Wheeler coming back certainly helps.
Jeff, do you think the other managers in MLB and players should have a voice along with the media?
Sure.
I agree.
Sure.
I agree.
I think so. I mean, they vote for all stars. They vote for for all sorts of other stuff too. I think that they should definitely have a say. I agree with that.
Jeff, with Sal getting ready to come back, speaking of Murph, how is he going to balance
dude,
all those
dude, at-bats? How does Chewy not ask this question?
He was really obsessed with the manager of the year thing, players having votes yesterday, so he needed to get that off. But, it seems like they're already kind of because they want to have Vaughn at first base, because they want his bat in there, so Bowers ends up in the outfield, and they usually have some sort of defensive replacement, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh inning, whenever the game dictates it.
Yeah.
But does Sal coming back complicate that even further, trying to balance out getting everybody at bat so they're ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, it might. It certainly might. And again, we're a week away from rosters expanding anyway, so you're going to add that position player and a pitcher to the roster too. So yes, it does complicate things. The way that Luis Lara is swinging the bat, especially against left-handed pitching these days, you know, you hope the Garrett Mitchell forearm contusion is not anything crazy from the other night. You do need Sal. You really do. You need him to play in the outfield. He is so good defensively, especially late in ball games. You could certainly expect to see him there. But it, I saw him in the hotel yesterday. He's going to be here in New York. Murph talked about it. So I'm happy that Sal is here. I'm happy he is back. And it's a good problem to have when you're trying to find at-bats for people. And hopefully Sal helps his team down the stretch. I think he will.
Jeff, is Wild Bill back?
Oh, he's back. He's on the horse. He's bucking. He's a bucking Bronco. He's all squared away, man. He's great.
What has been the biggest difference with his approach in, I guess, the last week or so, the last week plus, versus July and the beginning of August?
I mean, it was a tough stretch there for a month plus. I mean, it was not good. It was like a 169 batting average there for 5 weeks. And it was tough to watch. And I think for me, he was just swinging so early in counts and not swinging good pitches and making bad decisions at the pitches that he was swinging at. And you could tell his body language was just not great when he was at the plate. Now when he strides to the plate, he's digging that back foot in. It's like, yeah, man, I'm going to go get you now. I don't know if that was there in the beginning of July and the beginning of August in that stretch. It just felt like he was sauntering up to the plate and, all right, here we go, guys, let's do. And now I'm going to dominate this.
Is that a fatigue?
And it's great to see.
Jeff, is that fatigue? Cause you would get the same thing in football, like week 13, you'd be like, geez, I'm crow. When is this season? And then you smell the playoffs and then there's a reset.
Yeah.
You think that's what it was?
I'm not sure if it's fatigue because he wants to be in the lineup every day, and his defense hasn't really wavered. There were some moments where he wasn't throwing guys out, but sometimes that's pitchers not holding runners on and that kind of stuff. But his defense has been pretty darn good over the course of the season too. I just think that he was pressing at the plate, and when you press the plate and try and do too much, you make bad swing decisions, and that leads to a lot of pop-ups and ground balls to the left side of the infield, which is what he was doing a lot of.
Going away from the five-man rotation, what's Drouin's role going to be within that bullpen?
I think he's going to be a Swiss Army knife. If he's the guy, if he's the quote-unquote odd man out, I think that he has an ability to do some really good things in the bullpen. That's what we saw in the month of May. And then he got pushed in the rotation in June. It was awesome in the rotation for a good 2 months. But he is way over his innings from a year ago. You can tell that there is some fatigue going on in that arm. So if you can shorten some of those appearances, let him go out there for an inning or two innings, or maybe pick out a pocket of hitters that he's going to face, I think that his effectiveness will go through the roof for the Brewers.
Jeff, we certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. Thanks for the time, and we will talk to you again very soon. Have a great call.
You got it. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy, everybody.
Brewers starting a series against the Mets, then they have the Rangers, and then it is the Cubs. A 4-game series at Wrigley, followed by a 3-game series against the Reds, and then back at AmFam Field to face the Cubs. I think Jeff makes a great point, guys. This is the season. Like, this stretch, especially those 7 games against Chicago. What is the lead right now? Is it 6?
Five and a half.
Cubs won last night
in Arizona. Late game.
Picked up like half a game. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but I want to tell you guys about my friends over at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. That's right. You know I talk about Pottawatomie all the time. I actually went to Dream Dance for dinner on Saturday night. It was fantastic, as always, and it is your place to play. Fast payouts, so you're right back in the action. You'll never miss out on a jackpot. 2,600 slot machines. I played a little moolah. The invasion from Planet Moolah on Saturday night, and that's an exclusive right off the Vegas Strip. Not sure where your favorite game is located? You can always ask the slot attendants, who are experts on the floor, friendly, happy to help. Play your way with denominations from 1 cent all the way up to $100. Whether it's classic reels or the latest interactive games, there is always something new to discover at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.